The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State visits Western Michigan at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. First of all, we're looking forward to our challenge at Western Michigan this week. You know, I think every season brings excitement to every program in this country, and we are right there. So we'll be fresh, ready to go as we get over there, and I'll take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, R.J. Shelton's a guy that's flashed big play ability in the past. What does he need to do entering his junior season to take the next step as a playmaker?
Well, I think, you know, he's a phenomenal player. He's got big play potential. He's geared himself into being a wide receiver. You know, he's a running back in high school. So he's made himself into a wide receiver, a great pass catching ability, et cetera, return ability. But I think the next step is just progress. He's had big plays for us really from his freshman year on. So we just look for more of them. Some of those things are opportunities that come his way. And, you know, certainly with losing our two guys, Tony Lippett and Keith Mumphrey, who are both in the NFL, you know, that opportunity, those opportunities will expand throughout the season.
Coach, how important has it been to your program success long-term to play as many players, get them game action early in their career when opportunities in the games have presented themselves?
Well, obviously, if you're playing, practice becomes a lot more important. If you're playing, film study becomes a lot more important, and you become more fully engaged. So I think that's what it does for you. It helps you prepare. It makes you understand that you're one play away from playing. We have played a lot of players. I think that's good for a program, shows that we have depth, shows we have good players as well. And, again, we keep players fresh and running. But those are the things I think it really gives you, though. It brings added experience to your football team as they grow and they get later on in their years, whether it's sophomore or junior years, they become much more experienced players because they've been in the heat.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Eddie Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, you've probably been asked this 1,000 times, but how do you feel about opening the season on the road at a MAC school, which is obviously unusual?
Yeah, a little bit unusual, but we made this decision years ago to try and help the economy in the state of Michigan, making it a community event, bringing commerce to that particular city as opposed to going out of state. So a little bit unusual, but it also helps prepare us for road games as we move into our season later in the season, and we have some big ones. So we just play them as they come. You know, don't worry about where we're playing. It's the important thing is that we show up wherever we're at and play.
Yep.
And so we're just going to take that in stride.
The fact that it's a Friday as opposed to a Saturday, how does that allow you to get a start on next week's game?
You know, we play late Friday night, so, or, you know, 7 o'clock Friday night. So, you know, by the time we get back here, it'll be late. But, you know, obviously you have one more day. I think the biggest thing is one more day to rest your body or overcome any potential, you know, bugging injury or minor aches and pains. Gives you an additional day to do that and maybe work out a little of more of the kinks. But our focus is on the present, really. So we tend to make up schedules as we get near to that time that we need that schedule, you know, because I think that sometimes things just change as you move forward.
Thanks, Mark.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com. Brian, your line may be muted. No response. Our next question comes from the line of Bob Amusen with Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to get your thoughts on Tim Beckman being fired at Illinois.
Coach Beckman, is unfortunate. My thoughts are his college coaching is a tightrope, and you know, it's very difficult as you move through the process, I think, to balance everything. So my thoughts are with Coach Beckman and his family at this point in time. I'm not really qualified to speak about the situation. I just see things as everybody else sees them from the outside in.
Coach, how do you think Bill Kubit will do?
I think a lot of respect for Coach Kubit and what he's been able to accomplish in his football career. He's an excellent coach. I think he's a guy that, you know, I don't know him well, but I think he's a disciplinarian, and I think that he's got a great offensive mind, and it's going to be extremely organized. And, you know, he's been a head coach before, and I think that's a luxury.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, and our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Yeah, sorry about that earlier. Mark, just wanted to ask you about Vaiante Copeland, and just saw him as listed as a starter at cornerback, and wondering what you've seen out of him so far.
Vaiante's a very talented player. We redshirted him last year because we had the luxury of doing that, but great tackler, he's a sprinter in high school. You know, he's won the state high school, Ohio High School 400. So he's a guy that can really run. He's got great deep ball skills. He's young, but, you know, he'll be tested under fire. And, you know, we've got a lot of other corners, you know, that we'll play in and out of there too. So we really sort of have four starting guys that we'll play. But he gets the nod based on his summer camp. I mean, he's had a great summer camp, and he's an outstanding tackler.
All right, thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Eugene Evans with College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Obviously, you mentioned earlier about going to play at Western to help the economy. But the bigger thing is playing in a smaller venue like Wallow Stadium and playing at night and it being intimate. How huge is that for you guys to get that special experience, especially on Friday?
Well, you know, to me, as long as the stadium's packed and it's loud, you know, it really doesn't make any difference. You know, we go into an environment that there'll be a lot of Spartans there as well, I'm sure. You just play the game, you know, but our guys are used to playing in stadiums that are packed and it's loud, and it'll be a great atmosphere. I know it'll be a great atmosphere. It was when we played up at Central, and it'll be something that we'll be challenged with and we'll have to overcome. So we knew that in doing this at that point in time that they were going to come here three times and we were going to go there once. And so that's what we decided to do collectively as administration, and that's where we go with this.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having us on. Go Green.